Welcome to all of our listeners. It's very exciting. We just finished Masechta Shabbos, and now we're moving on to Masechta Erevin. Masechta Shabbos was actually one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas, and once we have that under our belt, it's a great accomplishment, and it should give us strength to accomplish all the rest. Erevin is also pretty big, not as big. It's Mishnayos Shabbos was 139 Mishnayos. This is 96 Mishnayos. So if you do the math at a pace of two Mishnas a day, it's a total of 48 Shiurim broken up into 10-minute intervals. Should take about 2 months. And the total will be 8 hours. Give us 8 hours and you have Masechta Erevin. What's really neat about Erevin is that it comes right after Shabbos. So a lot of the concepts that we discussed in Erevin were in Shabbos already, so it'll be familiar. And then at the same time, there'll be new concepts as well. Today we're just going to go through the initial introduction. Might take a little bit more than 10 minutes, but just to give an intro of the rules of, you know, how it works. What's interesting to note is that, you know, you find the concept of Erevin all over the place. Even over here, you know, we just moved to Nevada. You know, the religious, observant Jews is, just a minority of the population. And yet, when you go outside, they put up an official Erev on the lampposts here in town. And, the rabbis say, the rabbanim say that this is actually one of the more better Erevs because the way Nevada is set up, at least where we live in Henderson, most of the homes are walled in. So you have a lot of walls. So aside from the actual strings, you have the walls that, you know, complement the strings to participate in the wall. So we have an Erev here as well. So without further ado, let's begin. We're in the Kehati, going through the initial introduction on the very, very first page. Let's begin. Masechta zu mashlima es Masechta Shabbos. This Masechta completes Masechta Shabbos. V'yosekes v'bir harishuyos hashonos v'prati dineyan. This Masechta is going to discuss the various laws regarding domains, you know, different types of domains, different types of rishuyos. And we're going to discuss the tchum of Shabbos, the border of Shabbos, of how far people can walk on Shabbos, how where people can carry on Shabbos. And the mission, the introduction begins as follows. Habatim be'ir, the cities, the homes in the cities, in those days, they were built in courtyards, in chatzeros. So every house had a courtyard, and then the courtyard was pesuchos lamavoy. The courtyard was open up to a alleyway. And the alleyway was a mavoy. We'll be repeating that term a lot. Mavoy is an alleyway. And here it means it's a narrow alleyway. And the derech of the mavoy was it would go from the courtyard to the city or to the main road or to a public domain or sometimes into a carmelis. Like a carmelis is like, we'll see what a carmelis is. It's like in between a private domain and a public domain. And there are two types of mavoy, two types of alleyways. Number one, mavoy sasum, a closed off alleyway. She'enu psuach, it's not open to the rishus harabim, to the public domain, only from one side. Meaning it's closed off from three sides, it has three walls, and then one side is open to the public domain. That's a mavoy sasum, a closed off alleyway. Mavoy mefulosh, the second type of mavoy is a mefulosh, an open alleyway, which is pesuach, it's open on both ends. So there's two walls and two openings. And it's possible to enter from one end and enter the other end. So one end could be from a private domain, one end could be from the public domain, and it has two openings. These are the two different types of mavois. Mavoy sasum, a closed off mavoy, which is only open to the public domain on one end. Mavoy mefulosh, an open mavoy, which is open to the public domain on one end and the private domain on the other. Rishuyos elu, these, you know, domains, hachatzah v'hamavoy, the courtyard and the alleyway, each have their own laws, as we're going to explain throughout the Mishnah. Every chatzar, kol chatzar, every chatzar, dina kirshus yachad, a chatzar, a courtyard, has the same law as a private domain, like a house. V'afapi shigarim baharbi dayarim, even though many people could all live, you know, in, you know, and be associated with this one courtyard, and they're all equal on it. Nevertheless, mutter is permitted on a Torah level to carry on Shabbos in the whole courtyard, and so too from the house to the courtyard, or from the courtyard to the house. V'huadin b'mavoy sasam, and so is the law by a closed off alleyway, which is only open to the public domain on one end that has three walls. Even though all of the courtyards that are open to this alleyway, they walk through it. So maybe I would think it's a public domain. No, nevertheless, since it has three walls, it's permitted to carry in this alleyway. Rather, on a rabbinic level, they prohibited to carry in this alleyway until you make some kind of tikkun, some kind of fixed placement by the entrance to the public domain. Meaning, for example, they put a lechi, some kind of board or a pillar by the entrance from the alleyway to the public domain. Or they put a kaira, beam, by the entrance from the mavoi to the public domain in order to remind people, hey, you can carry in the alleyway, but you can't carry in the public domain. So on Torah level, you can carry in a mavoi sasam. On a rabbinic level, they prohibited it unless you put a lechi or a korah, a pillar or a beam by the entrance so that people don't forget and they'll start, lest they carry in the public domain, which is prohibited. So if once you put that there, then you could carry in the private domain as well. They see that there's some kind of, it looks like a fourth wall, and they remember not to go into the to the public domain. Okay. Right. Okay, fine. Become welcome, nevertheless, mavoi sasam, a closed off mavoi, hamatukan belechi o bekora dino kushtiach. Now once this mavoi is closed off, it's not as a regular law of like a private domain, and all the people can, carry in the V'chal b'nei ha-mavoi mutarim b'din Torah, you could carry in it. L'tata b'kulah to carry in the whole alleyway, from the courtyard to the alleyway, and then from the, alleyway to the courtyard, that's permitted. Now, moving right along, we're up to the third paragraph. Bram, however, hoyel v'yesh kan shlosha sugi rishuyos, there are three types of domains, three types of rishuyos. A bais is a house. Each person has their own house. It's a rishus ha-yachad, a private domain. A chatzar, a courtyard, which is a partner, it's a partnership, everyone shares the courtyard, that's also like a rishus ha-yachad, like a private domain. And then a mavoi, an alleyway, that all the participants of the courtyard, they also share the alleyway. So even though these are all private domains, chashu cham, the rabbis were concerned, shem yitu habrios, lest people come and say, hey, mali chatzar, mali mavoi, mali rishus rabim. Hey, what's the difference between a chatzar, where a lot of people are walking, or a mavoi, where a lot of people are walking, or a rishus rabim, a public domain, where a lot of people are walking. Just like it's permitted to carry back and forth from my house to the courtyard, and from the courtyard to the house, from the courtyard to the alleyway, and the alleyway to the courtyard, maybe it's also mutter to carry into the rishus rabim, because also the rishus rabim, sha'af rishus rabim, eno ela, Rishus Mushutefa says, also, I would say, hey, there are a lot of people that own the courtyard. There are a lot of people that pass through this alleyway. Let's look at the public domain as a place where also many, many people own this public domain. That's what people would think. So, in order to avoid this problem, therefore the rabbis made a takana, an enactment. They went as far as to say that now, because we're concerned that people may say that the public domain is just like the alleyway and just like the courtyard where everyone's sharing it together, we are really on a Torah level, you can't carry there. So they went ahead and made a major takana, and they said you can't even carry from your house to your chatzar, or from your chatzar to your house, unless you made a Erev. That's our key word. What does it mean to make this Erev? That all the dwellers place before Shabbos food in one of the dwellers' homes, and then through this you make as if we're all connected. Rishusam me'uravot, their domains are connected. And then therefore, since they're all going to be like, one giant home, so now the courtyard is, you're permitted, v'chol ha'chatzar al-batea, ki'ilu, he was just achas v'achidah, it's as if they're all be'echa, they all have achas, they're all one, and then it'd be permitted to carry from your house to your courtyard. So, on a rabbinic level, they said, hey guys, the only way to carry from your house to the courtyard is you gotta make this Erev, put the food in one's house, and they could carry from a house to a courtyard. Now, this type of Erev is also common nowadays, and we're more familiar with the actual, the strings or the walls that are around town. So we'll get to that later on. But now, for now, to carry from a house to a courtyard, on a rabbinic level, they said you have to make this Erev by putting food into one of the people's homes before Shabbos, and connect the house and the courtyards all together. And so is the rule with a mavoi sasam, a closed off mavoi, right? That people are not permitted to carry in from the courtyard, from the chatzar to the mavoi, or from the mavoi to the chatzar, until they make an erev of all the people of the mavoi, make this erev, they put their food in one of the people's houses before Shabbos. Well, here they would actually put it in the courtyard, in the chatzar, to attach the chatzar to the mavoi. Ha'erev she'osen b'nei ha'chatzar, the erev that the chatzar people would make, one with the other, would be called the erev chatzeros, an erev of the courtyards to make it permitted to carry from house to courtyard and courtyard to house. And the people of the alleyway that lived, you know, connected to the alleyway, they would make an erev called a shutuf mavoi, connecting the mavoi. The Gemara explains that the tekana of these erevs, this erev of putting food in one's, you know, courtyard before Shabbos would connect the courtyard to the mavoi. And they bring down over here that it was actually tekanas ha'eruvim, the tekana like the Shlomo HaMelech. It was Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, and his Beis Din that actually were metakin and set up the whole rule of erevs. Okay. Now, in our Masechta, we'll explain the various laws of Erev Chatzeros, of the Shutuf Mavoi, all the different laws that are going to come from here. We're going to, you know, explain and elaborate throughout the Masechta. So too, the Erev of Techumim, an Erev, you know, for the border of the town, we'll discuss as well in our Masechta. And that's why the Masechta is called Erevin. It's Erev. It's not just one Erev. It's Erevin. It's plural. Because you have an Erev for the Tchum, for the border. You have an Erev for the Chatzar, for the courtyard. You have an Erev for the Mavoi, for the alleyway. All different various types of Erev. So that's where we get the name of Erevin, for the name of the Masechta. Now we go on. We're going to back to turn the page in the introduction. That we learned already, Aser La'adam, a person is prohibited to carry on Shabbos outside his immediate area of 2,000 amos, because that is, and normally, of course, if he's in a town where there's many, many dwellers, we'll see what the rule is. But if a person's just on his own, or he's in a town where it's not developed, so his Tuchum Shabbos, his boundaries for Shabbos, are 2,000 amos, approximately 4,000 feet from where he's standing, you know, as Shabbos comes in. The prohibition not to go out of your tchum of Shabbos, there's a machlokas amongst the chachamim, debate amongst the sages. Some hold it's on a Torah level that you have this, you know, limit to go 2,000 amos, because the pasuk says, "Al yitzi ish mimekumo b'hashvi'i," a person should not go out from his place on the seventh day. And the darshan, they extrapolate through a juxtaposition, through a gzeira shava, from the pasuk by the Levium, where it says Mimakomo, his place, that's going to be a 2,000 amma distance. And then there are other sages on the other side of the coin. Most Tanaim are going to hold that the Tchum of Shabbos of 2,000 amos is only on a rabbinic level, not on a Torah level, and that's actually how we paskin halacha lemaisa, that the Tchum is only rabbinic. Elosh yesh tovin, there are those that hold shetchum shnei maser mil, that the border of Shnei Masamil is 24,000 amos, which is the camp of the, that's the same amount that the Jews camped in the desert, 24,000 amos. So that, you know, shear is actually going to be on a Torah level. That's what, There are those that hold that the 24,000 amma shear is going to be on a Torah level. So various opinions. First, we have the 2,000 ammos. Some states are rabbinic. Some states are on a Torah level, but most will say it's only rabbinic. And we paskin that the 2,000 ammos is rabbinic. And then we have those that say that the 24,000 amma border that we'll discuss, at the tchum, that's going to be on a Torah level. That's another opinion. Aviyesh deos, and there are those that hold that all the prohibitions of tchum of borders of Shabbos is only on a rabbinic level. All types. Doesn't matter how many amos. And we'll discuss this all in the Masechta. After everything is said and done, the halacha, you know, lemaisa is that it's prohibited for a person to go on Shabbos outside his area of 2,000 amos, on Shabbos. Bram, however, Mishu Shabbos Makom Yishev, if a person is, you know, in a settled place, like in a city or in a village, Then we look at the whole yeshuv, the whole settlement, the whole space. It's permitted for him to walk around the whole area because it's settled. You can walk around the whole yeshuv throughout Shabbos. And then your 2,000 amos is not from where you're standing, but from the edge of the yeshuv. Because we look at the entire yeshuv literally as 4 amos. It's like 8 feet. Because the whole idea is it's got to be settled. If the whole world was settled, technically there would be no tchum. The idea is that if you're all alone, you're in a desert, you're in an unsettled place, then you can only walk up to 2,000 amos around you. But if it's a settled area, the 2,000 amos will always begin from the edge of the town. Okay, coming to the last paragraph here in the introduction. Even in the tchum of Shabbos, the sages were lenient through a takana of an Erev. So now we're going to tchum, the actual border that you can make an Erev. That, what does that mean? That if a person needs to go, you know, on Shabbos, outside of the border, let's say he's got a mitzvah he has to perform, he's got to go to a shul to daven, he has to go, you know, visit someone who's ill, or make a chassid and kala happy. So you could make on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, Erev techumim. You're making an Erev, you're combining the borders. What does that mean? That you place, you know, within your border, at the very, very edge of it. Because let's just say you have up to 2,000 amos. So you go up to the 2,000 amos before Shabbos. And right before Shabbos, you place food there, enough food for 2 meals. It's as if now you own that area. And when Shabbos comes in, you get a bonus 2,000 amos from that area going outward. So what happens is that from your original destination, you have 2,000 amos till we have the food. And then from where the food is, you have another 2,000 amos to go. So you just made your tchum till the 4,000 amos. We look at the area where you put the food down, it's as if it's your own home. And therefore you doubled your shear. You have from your original destination to your quote unquote house, and from there another 2,000 amos. And then another way to stretch out your tchum on Shabbos is that if you go, right before Shabbos, let's say 2,000 amos from your original, place where you were, and you stand there. And then as Shabbos comes in, you're still standing there. So then once Shabbos settles, you can actually walk back to your house. And because you were standing at that destination when Shabbos came in, so now you have 2,000 amos from there as well. So you can walk back home, and then from your house, you have 2,000 amos from where you were to where you were standing when Shabbos came in, and then 2,000 amos from there to go ahead and continue walking. So that's another way to stretch out your tchum. And now the Kahati ends off, Prati Adinim, the laws by regarding Tchum Shabbos, the Simanim, the boundaries, the Yishuv, the measurements of all these various things that we're going to discuss, it will all be explained as we begin our Masechta. So we will conclude for over here for today, and tomorrow, God willing, we'll start Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph.